Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I'm joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the time from all of you. We're going to get into some fun stuff in a little bit. We got some entertainment news for you. Got a couple of other topics, but it is a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. You know what that means. It's time for the Pet of the Week with the South Dakota County Humane Society. Big thank you to Milltown Coffee for joining us and sponsoring this segment. Yeah, we greatly appreciate them. And want to thank Denise for being here as always. Denise, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite.
I want to apologize to the audience. I'm a little off this segment. I'm a little sidetracked because Denise
wanted
a dog. And I say it too much, I know, but I have not seen a dog like this before. This is a very unique, beautiful coat on Redford here.
Yep. He's very unique. I always tell people, if God made a perfect dog, it would take the best features from many different dogs. This would be it.
Yes. Incredibly. Yeah, I know I get a little bit sidetracked here with when we bring in a pet and all those things. But this is, Redford is just a very unique, beautiful dog and incredibly sweet.
Yeah, he is. He loves everybody. He's not shy around other dogs or cats or any people, small children. He's good. But he's the best. He's like a mix between a shepherd and a blue tick healer.
And I love the names that you guys come up with, or when you guys do. Sometimes they have the name, of course, when they come to the shelter. I don't know if I've ever seen a more accurately named animal in my life, because this dog is as handsome as Robert Redford. It's charming as Robert Redford. I'm not exaggerating. I'm underselling this, by the way. It's a great dog. What can you tell us about Redford, Denise?
Came to us as a stray. He was running for like a month or so. People had been trying to catch him, and they finally got him in a live trap and brought him in, and he's been with us a little over a month. He's amazing. He's really good with kids. We did a meet and greet last week, and the first thing he did was went up to the little kids and gave them both kisses, and they were like toddler age. So he loves kids. Yeah, he's very friendly, house trained.
At the risk, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything like that, but I... he is such a well-behaved dog. Seems like he has such people skills and all that. So it certainly seems like he came from a home. Did he have a microchip or anything?
Nope, unfortunately. But obviously he has been with a family that loved him and cared for him, because he's very good socially.
And, it's just I couldn't help but use the reminder that, you know, getting your animals chipped and how important that is and everything.
It is.
Because it's not, I know that as humans, and it's understandably so, and I don't disagree with this, that we think right away of the family and them missing this animal or something like that. The animal's going to miss the family, too. It goes both ways.
Right. Yeah, they don't know what to do or what's going on.
And with that, though, one of the beautiful things we have in our society is our shelters, so that Redford can go to a good home and have a second act here and really brings, because not an old dog by any means, 2 years old.
Yeah, he's young.
So I just mean, you know, another family to kind of really be able to bring this happiness to, because my God, I've never done this before where I almost told you, like, that can't be our pet of the week. I'm going to adopt that dog. There is no, I'm sorry, this week we don't have one.
He's gone.
I apologize, everybody, but yes, it's all right, before we even went on the air. But not only sweet and kind, but certainly a dog that seems like it would work well with just about any kind of family. And we don't get to say that all the time, Mom.
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't have the blue tick healer energy. He doesn't jump much. He's not real vocal. He doesn't bark a lot at the shelter. He's just, he's ready for a family right now.
He even likes Seth.
He does,
He's a sweet dog, very sweet dog. Mm-hmm. Denise, as hard as it is for me to talk about anything other than Redford right now, how are things going at the shop?
Really, really good. We are making plans for our open houses. We are going to have several to accommodate the community and, nighttime, daytime, weekend. Those dates will be coming up very shortly.
Very nice.
And kitten season. We have our first couple of litters of kittens going to foster. So keep your eyes open. If you see a mama and kitties, let them be. Or if they're not safe, give us a call and we will tell you how to proceed.
I was going to reach out to you guys a little while ago. There was a cat that was roaming around, and it turned out it was a neighbor across the street's cat and everything. But it was something that you've got in our heads, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, people are just amazing. They love the animals, and they want the best for the animals. So always call or just give it a minute, and if it goes home, then that's where it belongs.
do you guys have any events or anything you wanted to touch on coming up?
We don't. Our next event is in the fall, the 5K. Nine Walk. That's September 20th. Otherwise, we will be at Lunch by the River starting. We're doing a couple library talks in Nakusa and things to come.
We had the chamber in the other day, and we were talking off air about you guys being at Lunch by the River. Yep. That's what I was thinking of.
We are so excited.
It's really cool. That's a great combination.
It is.
I know that whenever we see, back in the day, we used to see sometimes a pet of the week at other events and stuff, and that's really great to hear for all these animals. And,
yes.
You know, for them, certainly the end goal is to get them to a forever home.
Right.
But even when we're not able to do that, them getting a little, getting out of the house a little bit.
Yep.
For Redford here, he's getting smells he's never had before. That's like finding a new favorite TV show.
That's right.
It's pretty cool for these animals to be able to have that experience too. And I love that for them. I do want to remind everybody that there is an excellent newsletter you can sign up for with the Suffolk County Humane Society. Keep up to date on the things that they have going on over there. You can do that by going to their website. Denise, when we're comes to things that we can do to help out, donations, that sort of thing, is it easier to call ahead than dropping things off? Is that usually a good idea?
Yeah, it's easier for everyone if you can call ahead. That way, on the days that we're closed, if someone's there, we can accommodate that. Otherwise, just drop it off. If we're closed, you can put it by the kitten gazebo on the far side of the building. Otherwise, we're in need of cat litter and cat food, especially the pate liquid, soft food, and then dog food, as always.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When it comes to the amount, like, do you have, you mentioned kitten season earlier, and I meant to bring this up. Do you have an influx of kitten adoptions going on? Do you have a lot of them in?
We have a lot of people calling in for kittens, but we don't have any that are old enough to go up for adoption yet. They're all really, really tiny at foster, but we have because about an 8-week-old cat at the shelter that will be going up for adoption soon. She's just everybody's favorite.
And with things wrapping up, I usually start here, but again, distracted. you would think Robert Redford was actually in the room, as distracted as I am. When it comes to the construction going on, did that wrap up? Is it just getting close to wrapping up?
It is pretty much done. They're finishing up one of our bathrooms, and then the alarm, the Permar security fire alarms will be installed today. Otherwise, Altman is
nice.
Up and out.
They're good.
Yep.
They're
excellent. Very good.
Shout out to our friends at Altman Construction. Yep. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, Denise. I guess you can drive back without, you'll have more room driving back this way. This works out.
I'm leaving Redford here.
Yep. Just look, no, get them before I do, everybody. And find out about your next best friend over at the Suffolk County Humane Society. They've got so many great animals over there just waiting for your help or your assistance. Or your home. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to them by email, office@swchs.com. Give them a call if you'd like at 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. Great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing. And you can find them at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Bookmark their webpage, swchs.com. We'll be talking with Denise next Thursday with another Pet of the Week. Thank you so much for joining us, Redford and Denise.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you. And a big thank you to Milltown Coffee Shop. We appreciate them sponsoring this segment. Cannot wait for them to open those doors and be trying some of that Milltown coffee right here on the air. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
We'll meet them over there.
Yes.
Be good. We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR. Had to play some Steely Dan. I got to clear my head. I got a job to do. I got two interviews yet to do.
Get
production.
Focused.
I got a half an hour left almost at the show here.
Come on.
I got to lock in because I am very distracted. I hope people don't realize I'm not doing a bit right now. I genuinely am very distracted. Big thank you to Denise and Redford for joining us. We'll have another Pet of the Week for you next Thursday, everybody.
That's the secret, by the way. He started this whole Pet of the Week just so he could see animals.
Absolutely.
This is ulterior motive.
The Pet of the Week was already here, and it's the reason I got in the radio. It's the whole reason I'm still here. All those things. You got it. You called it. Good call, man. Good call. You know me. You know me. Find out more about Redford and so many great animals over at the Southwick County Humane Society, SWCHS.com. Thank you again to Milltown Coffee. Mm-hmm. Smart business owners out there may realize I have mentioned Milltown Coffee 4 times in the last 2 hours.
That's right.
That is not on the contract.
No.
They are on the contract. We mentioned them 1 time. That's it. We have fulfilled our obligations. But I'm going to mention them as much as I can because we buy local, support local around here, and we put our back that.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate those that want to sponsor with us here, be a part of the team, whether it's the kitchens open or Seth Faces and Music or any of these other great things we have. Imagine how good it sounds with your name attached to that program or that segment.
Yeah.
The double you get of advertising when you work with us here in radio.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that in print. You don't get that in TV. There's no other medium you can get that in.
No.
We can do that here every day.
Yes, we can.
Reach out to our front office, our front desk, 715-424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with our sales staff and get you a part of the team.
All right.
So let's dive into some entertainment news. Seth, we're talking a little bit of the, honestly, the king of heavy metal.
The king of heavy metal.
I know that there is a great debate about rock and roll, about country, about all these different genres. I don't know how you can debate who the king of heavy metal is. It's Ozzy Osbourne. End of argument, end of discussion. I don't know. Go ahead and please give me whatever other names you have. I'd love to have this conversation, but I don't know how you can mention anybody else. So we've talked about Ozzy a little bit recently because he is going to be retirement, although it doesn't seem like rock stars ever really retire.
They don't seem to.
I was talking about this the other day, and Seth and I were joking. The first real concert I went to was seeing Kiss in 96, 97 in their farewell tour.
Right.
And then we, of course, just got done not even a year ago mentioning the Kiss was wrapping up touring finally.
Yeah, of course.
So just as an example.
An example.
But Ozzy says that's not the case with him. He's holding fast to his pledge to hang it up after the big show on July 5th. Quote, I'd love to say never, but after the last 6 years or so, it is time. I've lived on the road for 50-odd years, and I've kind of got used to not picking up my bags and getting on the bus again.
Hey, there comes a time in everyone's life, right?
Quote, and boy, please hear me saying quote on this one. I don't smoke or do anything like that anymore, or any of the rock star lifestyle anymore. I'm kind of like a homebody. I never go out. I never hang out in bars. I don't drink. So why do I want a tour anymore?
Well, to be honest, to be fair, you know, that's a big part of it. It really is. Wow. The fact, wait, how old is he? 70?
Yeah.
He's in his 70s, right? It's like, dude. Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore.
I'm not saying this classless. I'm not saying this. If him and his wife wouldn't have said it multiple times, it's a marvel he is still with us.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's made it this long.
Some of the stuff he's done to his body. Woo.
Not everybody gets to be Jim Brown. Not everybody gets to retire on the top of their game or anything like that. As far as retirement goes, for musicians, this is as close as you're going to get, really.
Yeah. He doesn't have to worry about money. He doesn't need to worry about any of that anymore, you know. I just like, enjoy your retirement, man.
Weren't we, you and I on the Sunrise Show, we're talking about Alan Jackson.
Yes.
And him wrapping up major touring.
Yes.
He's still going to do some shows here and there, but he's pretty much, he's got one more major show coming up in Nashville, and that's going to be it for him.
His big goodbye performance, yeah.
His story is very similar to that, and I know he has some health issues himself.
Yes, yep.
And I wish him such well with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't get to do that very often. It's not how it usually goes.
No.
Usually it's either, you know, life that does it, or the audience. By not going to your shows
anymore. Yeah, by not caring anymore, right.
Jennifer Lopez is 20 times younger, or 20 years younger than most of these guys, and she can't sell a ticket right now. So that's oftentimes the audience tells you, hey, you're retired.
We're done with you. Thank you.
It's crazy to think of. And you don't have to like Ozzy Osbourne or anything like that to not marvel at his life and his career. I think that it's quite impressive.
It is. I mean, the decades that he had, you know, it was relevant. It wasn't just that you know, he kept going. He had hits in the 80s and the 90s. I mean, the man was really remarkable.
Another thing that I've always appreciated about him is his no filter, whether it's writing song lyrics or it is just him in a quote machine that he is. When asked why, you know, he wants to spend time with his family, he's got grandkids he doesn't get to see a lot, and then, quote, I don't want to die in a hotel room somewhere.
Hey.
It's as blunt and as real as it gets. Like, that's, I mean, you know.
When you get to a certain age, absolutely, man. He's up there. I totally don't blame him for that either.
And he is dealing with Parkinson's disease.
Yes.
And there's that. So, you know, he's already in enough pain. You know, touring is just going to add to that and stuff. So he can't perform a full set of shows anymore and all that. But I saw him at the first Ozfest, and I would have thought he was in his 40s.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible the way he was bouncing around that stage. He made almost everybody in that audience feel like they were the only person in that room, at Alpine.
Those are the best performers, right?
He's so good at this. Again, I'm not even the biggest Ozzy fan or anything like that. I just come from a time when I thought that they really musically stood for something, really were something. And I admire somebody that could do this. Mm-hmm. And related to Steven Tyler and the surviving members of Soundgarden have been added to the lineup. That's kind of interesting.
Okay, for his farewell concert. Wow, amazing.
It'll be huge. It'll be huge.
I mean,
there's already a bunch of people that have come out of the woodworks and said that they are going to be there and stuff. So,
man, you can't listen. I mean, and the influence, Black Sabbath and Ozzy himself. I mean, you can Soundgarden. You can hear it. Listen to their stuff from the 90s, man. You can hear the influence of Black Sabbath.
We were talking earlier about Morrissey and that genre of music. Mm-hmm. That stems from Black Sabbath, the sad, gloomy kind of lyrics and all that. Look at any, especially off that first album of Black Sabbath. You know, there's nothing but the song Black Sabbath, especially. Quite a career. Taking a look at now, here's an interesting note on this. The Ozzy Osbourne, a biopic on Ozzy and somebody to play Ozzy. Cannot even begin to imagine what you would have to do casting wise in the widest of nets to try to find somebody who could play Ozzy Osbourne. But I say that, and I would have said something very similar to Ringo Starr.
Mm.
And some of the other Beatles, of course, you know, trying to find somebody to play John Lennon, any of these things.
Right.
Well, you and I and Melissa talked a little bit about this very, impressive biofilms that they're looking to do about the Fab Four.
Very ambitious, yes.
And Barry Cogan, I can't think of how to say his last name right now, but he's a rising star. Okay. He was in The Eternals, a couple of Netflix movies that he got a big name from as well. He's going to be playing Ringo Starr in the upcoming four-part biopic series on the Beatles.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
To prepare, he went to meet Ringo at his home, and like any fan, he froze. He was on Jimmy Kimmel talking about this. And another kid that doesn't seem to really, like a lot of these guys that have grown up with modern media and everything, they're not putting on airs. They're not really going into these interviews like, oh, I have to sell this or I have to sell myself.
Or I have to look perfect and sound perfect,
They're just comfortable in the in the cameras and everything like that. And he says, quote, it was sort of one of those moments where you're in awe and just frozen. And when I was talking to him, I couldn't look at him. I was nervous. He said, you know, you can look at me. My job is to observe and take in the kind of mannerisms and study. But I want to humanize him and bring feelings to him, not just sort of imitate him.
Right.
Kid's good.
Yeah. Like, I think he understands.
That automatically gives me a little bit of
that's
got
to be such a hard thing to do. You know, doing it's one thing to do a biopic or a character, an actual live character, a person, and act as them when they're not around anymore. How about when they're still alive?
Yeah.
That's got to be a whole different kettle of fish, man.
Yeah. That seems like a kettle of fish.
I haven't heard that one. That's an old school.
I like that.
That's really
one.
Old school. I don't know where that
I
came
like
from.
That. No, I like it. That's good. Everybody bring that up.
Oh Lord.
I have not played a lot of real life people.
Mm-hmm.
I got the fortune to play Nikola Tesla, but there was no audio of Tesla. There was no voice to go over or anything. And certainly was a man of many decades ago and stuff.
Right.
So it was a very different thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only experience I really have with this is playing roles that are loved or iconic.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My real experience with this was doing To Kill a Mockingbird and playing Sheriff Heck Tate. Mm-hmm. Not a household character, I would say.
Right.
But where I was doing it in DeKalb, they had done To Kill a Mockingbird over the decades many times, and it had become a fan favorite show in many ways. Oh, it's weird to say, but so I ran into a number of people during the auditions and leading and during the show telling me, make sure you do him this way, and you got to have your shirt unbuttoned. And there was all these little notes and everything. And then playing George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, and the weight of that And I hadn't even seen It's a Wonderful Life in ages. And I think a lot of Jimmy Stewart, but I wouldn't put him in my top 10 or anything. Mm-hmm. But just immediately taking on that role and thinking of, wow, you know, Sherlock and mm-hmm. what it is. I'm playing Sherlock, and on Instagram, I get this message from somebody I don't know, somebody from Australia telling me there's a Sherlock Holmes group of actors around the world that have played Sherlock and that have joined this little Instagram group.
Oh,
and
that's
stuff,
cool.
Which only added more weight to mm-hmm. it for me. I don't know. You're so right. I think it's a much heavier task playing somebody who's still living,
right,
or even somebody who has passed.
Yep.
That is a much heavier weight to carry that I haven't really been able to relate to yet.
Right.
But there is a little bit of that with some of these iconic characters.
To be sure, because they're so well-known, and because they're so iconic, right?
Barry said Ringo was absolutely lovely, and they mostly spent time in his garden. Ringo even played the drums for him, and really, they really enjoyed being around each other.
Oh, man, I'm so happy to see how they do this. You know, these four movies from the it's going to be really interesting.
I feel like with something like this, it's going to be very, for one, biopics don't traditionally do, you know, break in the box office numbers and everything.
No, they tend to be more for like acclaim and that sort of thing, right?
And they usually have a good first week or two.
Mm-hmm.
But these ones, I'm very curious to see the longevity, how long they stay in theaters, how well their time, because I have a hard time believing people won't show up to at least the first one or two.
Mm.
And which ones you start out with. Now, if I'm directing this and I'm sending this out there, it's pretty hard to choose which, you know, you want to, in order for the next three movies to be successful,
mm-hmm.
you've got to come out the gate strong.
You do.
And that's a boy, do you go off of the, which, you know, obviously John Lennon, Paul McCartney, the two more famous Beatles,
right?
Or do you go with whatever the better story is? Because I got a feeling the George Harrison one is going to be the best story of all.
It's going
to
be interesting.
I should say, for those that don't know, this biopic that they're doing four different movies focused on each one of these individuals,
right, from their perspective, which is very interesting. Yeah,
so each one of the movies, it's a similar script which each one, because you're being brought to different moments in time with these guys,
but they're going to be following a specific one, right?
A specific angle.
Yeah,
you're going to
exactly.
get it from that perspective and
yep.
everything. And when it comes to that, I would think that George Harrison might have, or maybe even Ringo being a bird on a wire a bit. I don't know it's, how you.
This is going to be. This is a new experiment. The way they're doing this is like a. This is not a concept that has been approached before. They're going to be doing. It's going to be very interesting to see how they work this out.
Can't wait to see. Can't wait for mm-hmm. that to happen. We want to get to our news break, and we have coming up for you in our story, our good stories of the day, and everything. A little bit later, some Memorial Day events and some other things going
yes.
on in our
mm-hmm.
town. And we know one of the things that we have going on this coming up on Memorial Day. Certainly, we won't have any of our live original programming here mm-hmm. with you. But we will have Rafter Baseball.
We'll have live sports.
Yes, yes.
They're returning once again to their home, mm-hmm. WFHR, right here.
Yeah. All season long, every hit and every pitch are going to be right here at WFHR. And we're excited about this season so much so that we got pocket schedules here. Come mm-hmm. on down, say hi to Pam, pick up a schedule, and make your plans for Winterfield this summer, everybody.
Yep.
We'll be talking more about that as, mm-hmm. Tomorrow as we get you ready for
Todd,
it and everything.
Hey,
I knew I was going to do that.
Next time as we continue.
Knew
hey,
I was
hey,
going to do that.
Todd, don't horn in on our show here.
I don't mind Todd. I appreciate Todd. And we haven't gotten to work together yet, really. But just give it. Let us get to break.
Let's do our own show. Yeah.
News, sports, and partner break coming up on The Morning Show. You knew I had to do it. I know we're talking so much
talking
about
Beatles.
You
got to do it.
Welcome back, everybody.
Lady Madonna.
Stay in my head all day now.
It's a catchy tune.
Seth and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Speaking of how music can stay with you and stay in your head, those earworms and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know these songs seem to pop up in every other TV show and movie. Some of them aren't as prevalent as you might think they are.
Okay.
But these are the top 10 songs that have appeared the most in TV and movies.
Okay. Wow.
Interesting list.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really raring. I want to know what's going on here. That's
we'll,
good.
Of course, go from 10 on up. So mm-hmm. at number 10, Escape, the Pina Colada song from Rupert Holmes. It has appeared in 36 films and TV appearances.
Right. Okay. Now, my question is, how many times has it been used ironically? Every time. No.
34 times, yes.
Or for a comedy bit. right? You know, they do it where it's, you know, yeah.
I glanced at this a little while ago, and to let the audience look behind the curtain for a second, I've had this article for a while. I've been just, you know, waiting mm-hmm. for an opportunity to use it, and I thought about it a bit. I hadn't thought of that part, the how often it's been used, you know, just it fits the mood and the right. scene, and how much it's just ironic.
Ironic comedy, yeah.
I bet you there's a lot more of that in this list than not.
Yes, and that's but that makes sense, because it means something, right? The song itself has a certain meaning to it, the silliness of it and all that, yeah.
Tied at number eight, I think you definitely for these next two, Let's Get It On from the great Marvin Gaye, 38 film and TV appearances. Same thing for Walking on Sunshine from Katrina and the Waves, 38 to film and TV appearances.
Yes.
And both have probably used, as much as they've used, you know, hey, we're setting up, have they ever actually used Let's Get It On for a love scene?
No.
I think it's only
to
give you a joke that it is or something.
Maybe the first time it was used sincerely. Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, we want to make a sexy scene here, so we're going to use Marvin Gaye, right? You know, and but the joke is you know, it's like, wait, how, get someone in the mood, right? You,
right,
use, you right. play Barry White, you exactly. know, you play Marvin Gaye yeah, or something yeah. like that. It's like, come on.
And the Walking on Sunshine yep. one, I would gather that it's probably half and half. I can think of some movies and TV shows that brought in, hey, we got a montage scene, mm-hmm. and they're running around town,
yep.
and they play that song.
You know? It's just an upbeat song, mm-hmm. you know, they're literally talking about being happy. So it's you see it a lot where like happy scenes where people are like woo, you know, that kind of thing.
And very similar to actually how the video was filmed. Like that's you true. Hear about the video process of filming that video, and mm-hmm. it was that nobody was happy. It was pouring rain. Yes. They were very upset. They didn't even want to do it.
The irony was in the video. Yes,
so I think it's used ironically.
Yes.
just as much probably.
Probably about half and half, I would say.
Now tied at number six,
tub thumping
from Chumbawamba. 39 film and TV appearances, along with September from Earth, Wind, and Fire. 39 Ooh. Film and TV appearances.
Ooh, I love that song. September's such a great tune.
Never gets old to me.
No.
That is one where I think they've probably been used a lot in probably, you know, in accurate places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Well, Chumbawamba is kind of like a drinking song
yeah.
in a lot of ways, so that's kind of used in that context for that.
It has definitely been used. Like
bar scenes or like bar fight scenes or something like that. I'm sure it's been used in that.
Out of 39 times, 30 yes. at least 30. And I'm yes. probably lowballing that one.
Right.
At number five, I was a little surprised to see this, Fade Into You from Mazzy Star, 41 film and TV appearances.
Yeah.
I love that song, and I know I've heard it in TV yeah. and movies before, but I didn't think I'd heard it that much.
I was listening to something, and the person was talking about, you know, they like the song, you know, the Mazzy Star song, but because it has been used so much in films, and he's like, nope, not anymore. I've heard it too many times. I'm done with it.
I completely get that. Yeah. There are songs that have happened to me like that, and,
yes.
and I'm afraid of that one turning into it, because that's one from high school. I've loved that song since high school.
And yeah.
Now, when I part of the reason I pre-read this is because I thought I would, for the first time, I've got the number one. I know this for a fact. This is my wheelhouse. I'm positive. I'm confident about this. I would have bet anybody $5, and I'd have lost, because it comes in at number three, not even at number two.
Oh, wow.
At Last from Etta James.
Yes.
49 film and TV appearances.
Yeah, yeah.
Immediately, I'm like, okay, that's the number one. That has been used the most in commercials, TV, movies, yeah. everything. And, yeah. and 49 is still a lot. I think that's low. I'm actually surprised.
If you would add commercials,
that.
It would, because it's been in a lot of ads, too.
That's what I'm
surprisingly enough, for me, on that song, it's still an awesome song. Oh my God, it's an amazing song, the way she sings it. Because that's like a standard. A lot of people recorded At Last over the years, but her version is still, oh, it's the top.
I will never
love it.
I will never get tired of Etta James or any of her music. I apologize, everybody. I skipped number four. I didn't mean to do that. Fix You from Coldplay, 42 film and TV appearances. I don't believe I know that one. I'm sure I do.
You've probably heard it, yeah.
I'm sure I've heard it, but I don't know the song.
Same boat. I don't know how it goes. I'd have to hear it, but I'm sure it's be like, as soon as it starts playing, we'll be sure. Like, oh yeah, it was in that one scene with the
It's odd though that it's the only one on this list that I didn't know necessarily.
Right. Mm-hmm.
At number two, Push It from Salt-N-Pepa.
Oh, good Lord,
that's crazy to think of. 50 film and TV appearances.
I can totally believe that. Yeah. I totally believe that.
And that one's I probably leans more toward also to what we were saying before about
more ironically,
sometimes
ironic
and sometimes just fits the mood and stuff.
Yeah.
And at number one, and I don't believe anybody out there would have had this.
Okay.
Not even him himself. Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It. 52 film and
wow,
TV appearances.
Really?
I never would have guessed it. And I hear it, and I'm like, yep. Okay, I get it.
It's become background music.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why. Maybe we don't even, it goes by and we don't even register that it's played.
Yeah.
It's a generic, and no aspersions on Mr. Jordan.
No.
But it's a super generic dance tune. There's not much to it. Really, there isn't.
And I feel like there's something to the fact that in the top five, three of them are 90s songs, are 90s hits and everything. And right. I think that there's a lot more. We are of the generation. I remember the first time this really happened, and I really do remember this, my dad getting so upset about watching a Nike commercial, and they're playing Revolution. And he just couldn't have been more angry. Couldn't have been. And my dad doesn't do this. He doesn't. Right. He's not me. He doesn't get out of soapbox every other chance.
Bent out of shape.
Yeah. And he was literally physically angry about this. And it's all over. It's all over. All this stuff and everything. And now to see where we are now, where it's almost more surprising when a commercial doesn't have a hit song in it,
or a parody or something with different lyrics. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that stuff really took a whole other life in our generation.
Oh, I think that is absolutely true.
So there's a tie there, I think. I can't connect the dots completely, but it's that on the wall and you got the yarn connecting all these things. That's what I'm doing.
A yarn board, yes.
Yarn
the classic
board,
yarn conspiracy board.
It's called a yarn board, and I can't even say board. Another interesting stat, since the 1950s, the decade whose music has been used the most in movies and TV shows is the 80s. So the 50s and the 80s are the two decades that are pulled from the most musically.
Interesting.
Very. I don't think anybody would have had that.
I wouldn't have had the 50s. The 60s maybe, but not the 50s.
I wouldn't have had the 50s or the 80s, to be honest. I wouldn't have. But it makes sense when I hear it.
Yeah.
Like, and the worst performing decade is the 2020s, which makes sense since it's only about half over. It's followed by the 50s and, for some reason, the 2000s.
Okay.
I can tell you why. I can tell you why the 2000s. I can tell you why, but nobody's going to like hearing it. Man, I don't get music in the early 2000s. Go back and look at the early 90s, the early 80s, the early 70s. Mm-hmm. Whenever a decade is first starting, it can be a tough go for entertainment, music, movies, TV shows. There is this natural human instinct that, we've started a new decade. Things have to be new and different.
Right.
It's like that with any new year, let alone when a new decade starts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've got a feeling out process that happens with that. Now, sometimes you get grunge. Sometimes you get something that takes over the whole genre.
Yep.
And sometimes you get, mumble rap. That's just my opinion. There's plenty of people who can tell you different stuff.
Well, and we also have to keep in mind that, decades are just are arbitrary demarcations for this. We call 80s, there was a lot of different kinds of music in the 80s. We know this. Every decade has a whole bunch of different, genres and different ways of doing it. So it's easy to do it that way, just because as a shorthand, I get it. But yeah.
Nickelback and Black Eyed Peas were hit artists in the early aughts. That's all. That's the end of my argument. I rest my case, Your Honor. That's it. I'm so bad. I should not be doing that. That's not fair.
Hey, we also got the Hives.
Yeah,
we got a couple other good bands.
I'm
just kidding. There were some good ones.
I guarantee, going through my my shuffle or whatever, there's some early 2000 songs.
I'm sure you got some.
I'm just trying to be.
Of course, you are.
I got a fun one here that I wanted to touch on with you, Seth. A North Carolina woman. So a little connection there.
Okay,
Found a 1938 class ring in the parking lot of a Starbucks and was able to return to the original owner's granddaughter.
Very nice.
Lori,
1938, wow.
Yeah. Lori Rehu said she found the Virginia Tech class of 1938 ring in the parking lot near Wilmington.
Wow.
Quote, I just noticed a shiny object in the corner of the parking lot and thought, this is a beautiful ring. And then she held out onto the ring in the hopes of identifying its owner, owner's family. I'm a sentimental person and I appreciate the family heirlooms.
Mm-hmm.
Heirloom is not... That word has never looked like it sounds to me. One always throws me off, and my dyslexia like jumbles those words all over the place. Oh, yeah. I hate the word heirloom. So it just didn't feel right to get rid of it or to throw it away or to keep it herself and not tell anybody. Using a magnifying glass and some online research, she was able to identify the ring's original owner as Virginia Tech graduate Wallace Garrist, who passed away several years ago. She discovered Garrist had a son who died in 2024. His obituary in Wilmington Star included a photo that showed him wearing his father's ring on his finger.
Oh, wow.
And she just couldn't believe it, she says.
It's amazing.
Then, through the obituary, she was able to find his surviving daughter, Laura, who she was able to contact.
That's great.
And then she came out and said, I think he wore the ring because it made him carry his father with him.
Aww.
And she said receiving the ring was getting a piece of her father back.
Oh, that's a great story.
All of that from just looking down.
Seeing something, a little glint, a little shininess on the, you know.
And that's
amazing.
And going the extra mile of, okay, I'm just going to throw this in my junk drawer and, you know, maybe I'll run into the person one day. These stories are so cool to me and I love them and I like touching on them, but I hope nobody's missing, you know, the meat of the story to me. Mm. A stranger doing something for another stranger.
Yep.
This person knows that when she's trying to find the original owners of this ring, it's not going to be somebody she knows.
No.
So the normal incentive for us to do things for people is we know this person. We have a tie to them. They've done things for us or whatever.
Sure.
This is just a random person doing something for a random person.
Right. It's spending their own time and effort.
It took time to do this. Doing their best Columbo to hunt down this person and everything. I feel like we have normalized this stuff too much, man. Like in this day and age in 2025, tell me that ain't a cool story. Tell me that isn't awesome and that we couldn't use more of this.
Mm-hmm.
More of strangers looking out for strangers. More of this. We have no problem laughing together in a movie theater. Why not do more of this? And why not give each other some more grace in society?
Mm.
What is the harm that comes from it?
Absolutely.
What are the side effects may include? What, you're a better person? End of
our
list.
Society is better for it. Yeah.
I only hope that if I ever run into some situation like this, I actually back up my own words and I do something like this, which I can guarantee you I will for the sheer story. And like, because my brain can't leave things unfinished. I'm really, really bad at that, man. I cannot tell you how many bad movies I've finished just because I cannot turn it off.
Yeah.
I've seen Ishtar. That just leave it there.
The whole thing.
Saw
the whole thing.
I even stayed for the end of the watched the end of the credits, hoping there'd be like a tag ending that would be interesting.
No.
There wasn't.
No,
just leave it there. Yeah, there wasn't. There wasn't even great acting in it, man. I've never watched a movie where it felt like the actors were looking at their watch.
Okay, when we're done. When are we done with this? No. Right? Yeah.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
You say.
It's time to wrap up the show, everybody. We appreciate you joining us over the last couple of hours. Big thank you to the best listeners in radio. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And thanks so much to Milltown Coffee, the Humane Society here in Wood County, Denise, and definitely a big thank you to Redford.
Yes.
Good boy, Redford. Good boy.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun. That was a good show.
It was very
today.
Cool, yes.
Seth and I got some local great events we want to get into. Some other fun things we'll touch on, too, before we wrap up. And before we get to Memorial Day stuff, Seth, just want to get into our schedule for today.
All right.
Great one lined up. Be sure to join us on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI at 4:35. Stratford at Assumption. Baseball going on, Seth.
That's happening tonight, everyone. The pregame starts at about 4:35. First pitch right around 4:45. Mike Comer on the call with that one. It's going to be, as we get into the playoffs here, hopefully we'll have some of those games for you next week. We'll see what happens with all of that. And then tomorrow we have more. We've got softball tomorrow for you. We've got Menasha taking on the Lady Red Raiders in softball, and that one is the pregame at 4:20, 4:30 first pitch for that. And, of course, Mike Comer on the call for that as well.
Looking forward to it. And Seth, our good friends over at Focus have something going on every Thursday. I wanted to talk about
that. That's right. It's our weekly annual. Mm-hmm. Weekly neighborhood meals. This is every Thursday over at their Digs at 2321 West Grand Avenue. They are served 4:30 to 5:45, and the doors open at about 4:15 for seating, and guests are asked to not enter the building before 4 a.m. Go through the pantry doors to the small area waiting area for your convenience. And if you have any questions, want more information, give them a call down there at 715-422-1980, 422-1980. And you can also, of course, volunteer down there as well if you would like. And they're always looking for more volunteers.
Looking at our today's schedule, we got the Rapid Support coming up for you today. It's available for download at 2 o'clock. Be sure to check that out. Mm-hmm. We're going to hang out with UW Extension's Janelle Weir.
Nice.
Love talking to Janelle. Mm-hmm. And I get to hang out with Beth a little bit, as Beth is going to join us to talk a little bit about some of the things with the Moravian Church.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Winter Farmers Market wrapping up and some of those things. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun one. Available exclusively at WFHR.com. Check out the Rapid Support every day, Monday through Friday, 2 o'clock. Got a new episode for you.
Excellent day.
Some great things going on here in town, Seth, that we wanted to get on. And our good friends over at McMillan Memorial Library, we don't get to talk about them nearly enough. Almost every day they got something happening over there. And today they've got a really cool one going on at 6 o'clock. New director meet and greet.
Yes.
I actually really wanted to be a part of that. I really wanted to go check that out. Really looking forward to meeting their new director.
New director. Heather Kincaid is the new director. So, yeah, head on down there at 6 o'clock. Get to know her a little bit.
Also going on at 6 o'clock in the McCourt Room is their Writers' Night. I love that they do this. A great opportunity for any writers out there, young or old, pro or a novice, get on over there and check that out. And Sofia Talvik, the Swedish artist whose haunting melodies and crystal clear voice have captivated audience across the globe, is returning not only the U.S., she's going to be right here.
Yes.
For her, the Center of the Universe tour, this tour, and she's now in central Wisconsin.
The Center of Wisconsin. It may not be the center of the universe, but that's all right. She will be here tonight from 7 to whenever she's done. Yeah, it's a free concert in the Fine Arts Center at the library. So lots going on in the library tonight.
Yeah, go check that out. Find out more at MacmillanLibrary.org. MacmillanLibrary.org. Big shout out to all of our friends there over at Macmillan. Seth, we got something else coming up this weekend.
Well, the day after Memorial Day, everyone. So they decided that they didn't want to do their steak fry because they want to enjoy their steak fry. They want to enjoy Memorial Day. So here's coming up on next Tuesday, the 27th, from 4:30 to 7, VFW Post 2534 with their annual steak feed. This is open to the public at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. Here's your menu, ladies and gentlemen. A 12-ounce, yes, you heard that right, a 12-ounce New York strip steak. You got your sautéed mushrooms and sautéed onions, baked potato or rice pilaf, corn or green beans, a whole bunch of desserts there as well, all the fixings. This is a great way to help support the VFW Post 2534 and its ongoing mission to support veterans and their families here in central Wisconsin. Fun and delicious way to do that.
Be sure to check that out. And speaking of our VFW, this Saturday, 24th, got a VFW brat fry going on over at the West Grand IGA, 10 to 2. It'll be the best brat you have all summer.
That's right.
Head on over there, say hi to our vets, thank them, and pick up a brat and say, you know, enjoy yourself, everybody.
Absolutely.
Shout out to West Grand IGA, always being a perfect host over there doing this. We really appreciate them doing
that. Yes, indeed.
And speaking of our veterans and Memorial Day coming up, just a couple of Memorial Day events we wanted to tell you about. Now, if there are some we have missed, please just give us a call, let us know, and we'll get them on the air
as soon as we can.
Friday, May 23rd at 1 o'clock over at Wood County Veterans Memorial Legacy Stone Ceremony will be taking place in front of Wood County Courthouse in Wisconsin Rapids. Wood County Veterans Memorial is dedicated to preserving the memory and honor of all Wood County veterans. Every year they do this, and it's beautiful to take in every year. On Memorial Day, there will be some ceremonies. 10 a.m., Nakusa VFW will host the service at the Port Edwards Cemetery. Music will be provided by the Port Edwards High School Band.
All right.
Good
Very
of them
nice.
To do that.
Yes.
Also, Monday at 11 a.m. over at Forest Hill Cemetery in Wisconsin Rapids, there will be a ceremony.
Yes, indeed.
Big thank you to our friend Tom Heiser and all of our vets that get us this information, let us know. We appreciate it, all these great things that they're doing in our area. And Seth, I did want to take a moment to start talking about this because we got on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, next week, we got a busy day. We're going to be live and direct.
Busy day.
We're going to be in town doing a couple of events.
We are going to have a couple events coming up, everyone. On next Saturday, or the Saturday after next, I should say, the 31st, we're going to have two live remotes on WIRI. The first one starts at 9 o'clock, goes till 11 at the Dairy Fest up in Marshfield. Beth and I will be up there, broadcasting live from all the great stuff that's happening in Marshfield. And then later on, from 11 to 1, we are going to be at Rapids Transmission, their grand reopening. And we're going to have some folks down there as well. So we got back-to-back remotes. When's the last time that happened? That's yeah. Very exciting that we have all that coming up on one day. That's going to be a heck of a day.
And I will say that WFHR will not be lost in the dust. We are going to be out there in the community. We are going mm-hmm. to be doing parts of it and events, and we are going to be finding more ways to be involved with the community. Mm-hmm. 85 years, we ain't going nowhere, everybody.
Nope.
And I had Michelle in the other day talking yep. with her about this at Rapids Trench. So excited. She's so
it's
excited
really cool. Yeah.
It's going to be a fun event. We'll talk more about it next week yep. as we get closer to it. But we're excited. We're excited to get back
out
there.
We love getting out there, everybody. We do.
If you're a business and would like us to stop by and maybe do the morning show from there or a live set there a couple
whatever
hours,
you want,
please reach out. We're looking to do that. We're excited. We've got a company that is backing us in these things. Mm-hmm. We want to get out there and do more.
Yes, we do.
Speaking of out there, looking at some world good stories, a 59-year-old grandmother in Canada broke the Women's World Record for most push-ups in an hour.
Hello.
She broke the old record with 17 minutes to spare.
Whoa, ho, ho, yay.
Now, don't get too impressed. She only finished with 1,575 push-ups. Dear God, I don't think I've done that in my whole life.
Oh, my God.
And I come from a workout family. I don't think I've done
that. That is an amazing story. It's incredible. Oh, my God.
It's incredible.
Good for you. Wow.
Her message to people is attack each day and make the choice to believe in yourself and others.
And do 100 push-ups.
Well said. Well said. And MIT announced that starting next fall, they're waiving tuition for families that make less than $200,000 a year. They say that includes around 80% of incoming students. Normal tuition is around $60,000 a year.
Wow.
That's noteworthy.
That's amazing.
It's just, I don't have the words. I don't, like, that's, and don't miss the mark here, everybody. That is great. That's good yep. PR, all those things. That's a smart investment.
Yes.
That is a smart investment, not just for MIT, but for all of us.
Think of all those kids. This is life-changing. Life-changing.
It's incredible.
Yes.
That is incredible. And yes. It also says something about their endowment and the way that
they can afford to do it, too. Yeah. Now, can we expand that?
Well,
that's the thing. They've started something. Maybe we can work up with that.
That brain we share. Yes. Yes. I challenge every Ivy League school. I'm talking to you, Brown. Yeah. I'm talking to you, Yale, Harvard.
We know how much money you got.
You got plenty of money.
Yeah.
You got so much money, you don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah,
you
right.
prove that all the time yes. by putting a wing here by a being wing there
stupid
or whatever, yeah and stuff.
So yeah. Stop being stupid
and again go ahead and talk to MIT about this. I guarantee yep. you I looked this up that their numbers have risen mm-hmm. from this, and of course they've risen for some reasons that you might think but yeah. other reasons that I don't think you would have
right.
That's a pretty cool thing to, for them to cool. be doing. That's awesome. That's yep. a good story right mm-hmm. there. One more time, wanted to shout out Redford and Denise and our friends over at the South Oconee Humane Society. Redford was in today. We're going to be getting some pictures out there of him and everything, but you yeah. can see pictures of him right now. And God, is this a good action dog? These shots of him are even beautiful. Find out more about Redford and your new forever friend over at the South Oconee website, swchs.com. Big thank you to them for joining us. They'll be mm-hmm. with us again next Thursday. And a big shout out to Milltown Coffee again. We really appreciate them being here.
Yeah.
We are a little programming note for everybody out there. It was I was able to confirm this morning, new manager and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Coach Ziggy is going to be joining Woo! Me on Friday.
Yay, Ziggy!
We're going to pre-record that interview. We'll get it out there for you on Monday.
We'll find a place
probably
for it.
On Playmakers. Maybe I'll yep. put it in, or we'll find places, but yep. we'll have it out there for you soon.
We will.
Join us tomorrow. Melissa and Seth and I are going to get you ready for the weekend. Have a great day, everybody. Be
See
good
ya.
To each other.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.